This month has been intense. It's been hard to focus with the almost unbearable heat. It's felt like we've been in a sauna. I had no idea that we were going to be tasked with sweating out the old reality, but it really makes sense as that is just another part of the water cycle. And we've had water problems, pipes burst, too much pressure, too little pressure, all thankfully resolved now. And it's been so hot that we've had to do all our outside work in the mornings and evenings and just lie low in between. Our little hen, Zuby's favourite Blondie, died on the night of the supermoon, 14th of July. She had been preparing for a few days, so we weren't really surprised, but the great welling up of love that I felt when I laid her in the ground next to Zuby was unexpected. That our great mother could give such attention, such exquisite attention to a pair of chickens, it just completely took my breath away. Just so that they could be more than themselves, they could be recognised as messengers of the sky beings. At the exact moment that I laid her to rest, there was a huge lightning strike, and immediately after that the ground rocked with thunder and the heavens just opened. We had to run to the house. We were pelted with wind and rain. It rained so hard that we had to stand at the front door with umbrellas because the rain was just pouring off the roof and over the edge. The downpipe couldn't handle it and it was just coming under the door and going downstairs, so we had to stand there and divert it for hours. And then after the storm passed, the smell of lightning, the smell of burnt plastic from the lightning was very strong, and we knew that something was burning. The next morning we were completely smoked in. There were forest fires in the hills, and falling ash, and the helicopters and planes were flying over for 2 days, well, more than 2 days, but 2 days intensely. There were fires all over Spain. Current estimates are that there were about 80,000 hectares, that's around 200,000 acres, that were burned, and 20,000 were here in Galicia. We don't normally have that kind of heat, and we don't normally have those kind of forest fires. It was pretty awful. On the second night of the fires, we watched as a tongue of flame slipped over the hills and into the Valley of the Dragon. And at that moment, I felt some anxiety, and my mind responded helpfully with a menu of what ifs. What if it crosses the river? What if those pines over there catch fire? What if we have to evacuate? And then it offered some suggestions, more of what I've already done, you know, for protection, biogeometry, rituals, meditation, etc. But then my body responded by tuning me in to the sweet smell of honeysuckle that was wafting in from the terrace, and instantly I relaxed. And I came back to myself, and all my anxiety vanished, and I knew we were safe. The anxiety was just an echo of an old identity that operated in the artificial construct where I used to live long ago. It was hugely valuable to witness that redundant identity pop up and to see it as not me. In reality, I am as much a part of the landscape as the hills and trees and the rivers, because I'm made of the same stuff, just arranged in a different order. The smell of honeysuckle brought me back to myself, where I felt safe, protected, and somehow involved in a magnificent cosmic love affair. So that was the reality that was being shaped through me, and the flames licking the crest of the hill were immediately snuffed out. This cosmic love affair involves the whole universe as it's ever moving towards more perfect form in both tiny invisible increments and great evolutionary leaps. Now and then this means that versions that are not good enough need to be erased. Whether you see this as clearing, whether you see it as destruction or regeneration, really, depends upon how much love flows through you. It doesn't matter how close you are to the action. This is orgasmic, overwhelming, liquefying love that melts you into everything and everything into you, only to be instantly reformed into a new and better version of reality. I've been aware of Saturn's involvement in this evolutionary reset since spring of 2020, shortly after he moved into the goatfish. My awareness is it's purely intuitive. I draw on my knowledge of energy from kinesiology and psychology, and through my study of biogeometry and as a lucid dreamer. I don't follow conventional tropical astrology, or any astrology really. Saturn functions as a dial on existence because of his form, the ring around a sphere, and the dial is always winding down because of his counterclockwise rotation, winding inwards. To me, as Saturn moves across the constellation of the goatfish, where he will be until April, I think the end of April next year, he is winding down certain aspects of the old reality, specifically anything that is without love. Zuby, our rooster, died on March the 29th this year, while Venus and Saturn were having a meeting about this subject, with Mars taking the notes and the waning moon holding the space. At that time, because of the events unfolding around me, I saw this as signalling and severing the patriarchal thread, the energy that feeds that patriarchal system. This is still true, I still see it that way, but with distance, and because of what I felt when Blondie died with the supermoon aligned with Saturn, I can see that the patriarchal thread was severed because there is no love in it. What began in nobility is ending in insanity. Saturn in the goatfish is cutting off the energy to a diseased branch of the tree of life, and it will fall off and rot soon enough without any assistance from us. Our task is to nurture the roots so that new shoots can grow. In turn, this is bringing Saturn back to Pan, helping him cast off his demonized form. So we're going to witness many endings over the coming months as the pyramid-shaped control systems collapse. Any feelings of helplessness and sadness that arise when we see these things are natural, but they're from the identities that were created to support those systems. Even though it's still hard to see the devastation of a forest fire or the death of a loved one, it's much easier now to realise that we are witnessing completion, an ending of a loveless system that is no longer fit for life. We do not need to get involved in this destruction. Nature is in charge. Neither do we have to be positive all the time. It's just getting easier to feel what we feel, let these things go and move on. There's a lot to be done, a lot of problems to be corrected as we begin to anchor the new Arcadia.